With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Hurricane Milton roared ashore at 8:30 p.m. this evening at Siesta Key, Florida, about 70 miles south of Tampa Bay. National Hurricane Center Director Dr. Michael Brennan says there will be catastrophic flooding.
We're going to see devastating hurricane-force winds along portions of the west coast of Florida and across the peninsula to the east coast, especially in gusts as we go through the overnight hours and into Thursday. Devastating hurricane-force winds, particularly where the eye of Milton comes on shore along the west central Florida coast. And again, the risk of strong tornadoes will continue through the evening hours across the southern and central portions of the Florida peninsula. If a tornado warning is issued for your area, take shelter in an interior room on the lowest floor of your home. And then finally, the heavy rainfall and flooding threat will continue to play out through tonight and into Thursday in portions of Florida, especially that central Florida peninsula I-4 corridor, with the potential for life-threatening and catastrophic flooding.
According to a utility tracker, there are more than a million homes without power in Florida at this hour. A leading expert is calling on the federal government to develop a national driver's test that autonomous vehicles would have to pass before they could travel on public roads.
The idea comes at a time of growing concern about the safety of self-driven vehicles. Henry Liu, who leads the University of Michigan's Autonomous Vehicle Testing Center, says such a regulation would set minimum standards to ensure that the vehicles display basic skills and competence in traffic situations. In recent years, autonomous vehicles have been involved in a number of high-profile crashes, and surveys have revealed widespread public concern about their safety. Bob Agnew reporting.
The New York Mets advanced to the National League Championship Series with a 4-1 win over the Philadelphia Phillies this evening. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 431 points. The Nasdaq rose 108. This is SRN News. All over America, there's a war over how cultures negatively impacted people of faith. But Christian nonprofit legal organization First Liberty Institute is ramping up efforts to defend Americans in their workplaces. Nathan Shackelford is spokesman for the F3 program launched this past April by First Liberty. He says there are multiple challenges facing believers in their places of employment.
Hey, I work for this big company. What can I do with my faith? Can I, if they're asking me to work every Sunday, is there a way that I can ask for religious accommodation? Or hey, if I'm a nurse and I don't want to perform any kind of abortion-related procedures, is there a way that I can not do that? And so in the workplace, knowing what your rights are and knowing when your faith comes into conflict in your work, what you do to resolve that.
Shackelford says from job sites to college campuses, his group is ready to protect religious freedoms. More information at firstliberty.org/F3. This is SRN News. A South Carolina death row inmate has a choice.
Prison officials have told Richard Moore that a firing squad, the electric chair, and lethal injection will all be available for him to choose for his November 1st execution. State law gives Moore until October 18th to decide, or by default, he will be electrocuted. The 59-year-old Moore is facing the death penalty for the September 1999 shooting of store clerk James Mahoney in Spartanburg County. His execution would mark the second in South Carolina after a 13-year pause due to the state not being able to obtain a drug needed for lethal injection. John Scott reporting.
A Washington State woman had to flee her property after 50 to 100 raccoons descended on it, and they were acting aggressively. More details available at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.